Hello and welcome to the Racing Postcast, proudly sponsored by Univet. We have a special show to celebrate one of the best weeks in the racing calendar. In Britain, it is all about Glorious Goodwood. 5 days of spectacular racing on the South Coast with an array of flat racing's best on show. Whereas in Ireland, it's the Galway Festival. 7 days of racing over there with some outstanding racing over flat and jumps. Jumps highlights include the prestigious Galway Plate and Galway Hurdle. My name is James Stevens, and in this show, we'll be picking out our very best fancies from the 90 races across the two meetings, counting down our best five selections each, and then we conclude with a best bet of the week. It pays to follow us, of course. We had 2 out of 4 winning naps at the Cheltenham Festival in our special show there, and the same results at Royal Ascot, including a 5-1 winner with My Cloud for Harry Wilson. Delighted to say that Harry is going to try and repeat the trick again as he's joining us on the panel alongside Graham Rodway and Ed Nicholson. So 90 races, I said, busy counting this morning. Let's get stuck into it. We're going to count down from 5 all the way down to 1, and we're going to start with our 5th best. Harry, I gave you the big spiel at the top. Tell us, what is number 5 on the Harry Wilson list on Goodwood and Galway week, please?
Yeah, hi James. We'll be struggling to find a horse as well handicapped as My Cloud, I think, at Goodwood. But the fifth best bet from me comes in the opening race of the festival, the 1:20 at Goodwood on Tuesday, the Chesterfield Cup, and that is the Roger Varian trained Defiance. He had some really good form as a juvenile and came second in the Blue Ribbon Trial in his first start at 3. But he sort of regressed, not all his fault, I don't think. I think he picked up a slight niggle after Royal Ascot, and they kept him off the track for a while. But he threatened a comeback when he was fourth on Oaks Day in a handicap there, mile and quarter handicap. He only had 2 behind him ran in the home turn, but he stayed on for fourth. That it's been well documented that day all 7 winners were prominent or made all. So it is a fine run in the circumstances. He gets to run off the same mark here, and I'm expecting him to take a big step forward. So that's Defiance in the opening Chesterfield Cup.
And that is on Wednesday, Harry, yep?
Opening day, first race of the meeting.
First race, Tuesday, apologies. Let's go to Graham. Graham, great to have you on the show. I know you were on our show the other day as well. Loads of Goodwood to get stuck into. Fan of this meeting on the whole, Graham?
Yeah, I love this meeting, James. I mean, you can go back. You've been going back to this meeting for years. And years, you know, since I was 10, probably. I used to be like part of my summer holiday, this was, to go to maybe 2 or 3 days at Goodwood and spend most of the day actually in the Lennox enclosure down the end and have a picnic with a family. But I've got some great memories. I was talking about them the other week, the great zoo here. I was going back to the 90s when he used to be famous for Daddy Nichols as a big Goodwood horse. I think he won there several times, including doing the double at the meeting once. So absolutely love Goodwood and can't wait to get kicked off.
Yep. Okay. Give us your number 5, Graham.
It's in the Gordon Stakes on, which is now on Thursday. It used to be on Tuesday, of course. The 2:30 on Thursday. It's Rafe Beckett's runner, Sir Dinadan. Now, Beckett, I thought, had an ideal candidate for this race in Amarlock, who won at the track earlier in the year, but then Amarlock went and won at Royal Ascot, and it's taken a bit of time to get over that. It's quite a hard race, so he's not ended up lining up here. But Beckett is sending to Sir Dinadan instead. Sir Dinadan was second to Amarlock in that race at the track a couple of starts ago, and then went on to improve again, finishing only 3.5 lengths behind Lamborn, the Derby winner in the Irish Derby. So he brings Group 1 form to the table. And he's a big old price because the market's all over Merchant, the impressive Royal Ascot winner. But purely on figures, Merchant's got an awful lot to find with Sir Dinadan, the top rated in the race on BHA ratings. And I thought he was the value play. Ross Orion's already been booked for him. That's the 2:30 at Goodwood on Thursday.
There we go. Ed, he's stolen your thunder there, talking with you about racing from yesteryear, isn't it? That's your job on the postcast usually.
Yeah, Goodwood, fantastic festival. Obviously, Unibet sponsored it for 4 years. So great memories from those years and beyond. Yeah, fantastic. Matoto would be one of my favourite memories from Goodwood's gone by. What a horse he was. Probably not many people know that horse now, but Alex Stewart trained that great miler. But the 5th best horse going on today for next week is going to be Cardine in the Qatar-sponsored King George Sprint. Now, he's a nine-year-old. You don't normally expect nine-year-old sprinters to win grade ones, group ones. But he did win this race a few years ago. And he also won the Unibet Stewards Cup in 2019. So he's 2 from 2 at Goodwood. His stable aren't in great form. Charlie Hills has only had one winner in the last 14 days, but they have supplemented him for £20,000 on a course he loves. And as far as I can see, he's a top rated horse in the race on 116. So we know he likes the course. We know he gets right about this time of year. They've supplemented him. I think it's a big price at 20-1. 9 years of age, but there has been a 9 year old winner of this race back in 2016 when Takeover won it. So, yeah, worth taking a shot at 20-1, I think.
Yeah, Cardem actually brings me smoothly on to what my will be, my number five will be, and that's Double Rush in the Stewards' Cup on Saturday, the 3 of 5 at Goodwood. 16-1, I think this could be a bit of value because Cardem was the last three-year-old to win the race, and hopefully Double Rush will do it 6 years on. Looks a speedy horse to me. Looks like he's made for a fast-run race at Goodwood. Looks as if he's going to continue improving. He ran a cracking race in a big field at York, second in the Scottish Stewards' Cup last time. There's going to be a little bit more ease in the ground, I'm hoping, by Saturday, which would definitely suit his chances. I feel this horse has got more to come. And in a big race like the Stewards' Cup, we're not quite sure what the draw is yet. We're not quite sure, as Ed touched on, the form of a Charlie Hills yard. But I think at 16-1, he's an improving horse. And that's just the one I'd like to be on in the Stewards' Cup. So that's Double Rush at 16-1. Graham, we're on to our fourth best bet now. Kick us off. Number four, please.
Yeah, number four for me is in the last race on Tuesday, the 5:30, Dubai Treasure for Sabine Saroy, and he's booked Oshin Murphy to ride the top weight. Thought it was really interesting jockey booking, given that he's only ridden the horse once and hasn't been on in any of his last three starts. The horse is a two-time winner on the all-weather, but returned to the turf last time to run an absolute cracker behind Obelix at York. The form was franked when the third Talis Elva Volvere finished, I think, fifth on Saturday in that big international handicap at Ascot, quite close up. This is obviously a lot easier race than that. Dubai Treasure off top weight, still lightly raced, James. I expect a lot more improvement from the top weight in the last race, 5:30 at Goodwood on Tuesday, Dubai Treasure.
Okay, well, that probably leads me to mine then, Graham. I'll go next on number four because it's also on Tuesday. John Quill in the Lennox Stakes, the 2:30 at Goodwood on Tuesday. A bit of a favourite, bit of a short price, but I just think he wins, plain and simple. Has the ability to be much better than these. His French Guinea second looks like a really good piece of form, and the three-year-old milers, I think, are going to be a pretty good standard this year. They went to the Commonwealth Cup last time over six. I think they just got it completely wrong. He's not a sprinter. I think 7 furlong is his game, as he showed in the Greenham at the start of the season. He's going to get weight from some of these rivals who they look like a bit of an aging field. I'm not sure I want to be on any of those. So I just think he's the best horse in the race. He might be a favourite, but he's a backable favourite. So number four for me, John Quill in the 2:30 at Goodwood, the Lennox on Tuesday. What about you, Ed? Number four.
Yeah, number four is going to be Great Chieftain in the Golden Mile on Friday at 2:30. I tipped this up for the Royal Ascot top five, but he didn't run. And therein lies the problem. If there's any kind of rain or softening of the ground, he won't run again. He is a fast ground horse. Good ground or firm in the description of the going is what he wants. He's 5 from 11 on turf. He's won his last two for Oliver Cole back in May at Newmarket in the beginning of May off 83. And then 89 at the end of May in a Newmarket handicap. I think he's a really progressive miler. As ever, this race, you need a low draw habitually and you need luck in running. So if he gets those two, he's a good price at around about 12-14-1. So Great Chieftain is my number four best selection.
Yeah, been waiting for this horse for a while, Ed. We know Great Chieftain one day is going to come good for you. Perhaps it's going to be at Goodwood 14-1 as well, a juicy price. Finish us off, Harry, number four.
Yeah, we're going to stick with the theme of opening mile and a quarter handicaps and go to Thursday for the Kinsham handicap, and that's Best Secret. He had a couple of notable pieces of form in France. He finished second to a good horse called Parachutist before romping home in a handicap, and he's since been bought by Wathnan ahead of his run at Royal Ascot. He shaped really well in the Golden Gates. He had plenty to do when he was short of room while the front two made their move. But he navigated his way through traffic to be beat just a length. He's posted progressive RPRs with each run, and he can defy a £5 higher mark granted more luck in running.
And that's the 120 at Goodwood on Thursday. Let's go on to number three. This time, Ed, you can kick us off. Number three.
Well, I'm going to go for Detain in the Bonham Thoroughbred Stakes. That's on the Friday at 1:55. Friday's a big day for me with my selections. I like this horse. I backed him after he won at Kempton in a good speed time for the Guineas as a two-year-old. That didn't obviously work. He went actually to the French Guineas, where he came about two lengths, sixth, to Henry Matisse. That was not a bad run. And then he finished third, I think, in the French Derby, not beaten far at all, less than a length. He has put in a bad performance last time out in the Hampton Court at Royal Ascot. If you can forgive him that, and I'm always worthy of forgiving a horse a bad race, because for a start, you get better odds the next time it runs. I think he's a class horse. I think he's a Group 1, Group 2 horse, and this is a Group 3 race. He has only won three all-weather races, though. That is the worry. But I'll give Detain a chance to come good. He's already entered in a couple of great Group 1s at the back end of the summer. So I think Detain will go well at a fair price on Friday.
Yeah, a horse that looks like he's going to have a big day one day. When he's not short of ability, not short of talent, perhaps it will come on a big Friday for Ed Nicholson. Graham, what is in your bronze medal place for your best bets, please?
Yeah, I'm taking on Harry here, actually, in the first race on Tuesday, the 120, a quite fancy grey Cuban. Trained by Hugo Palmer, who was in scintillating form over the weekend. He had a double at Ascot. Grey Cuban was very, very impressive when winning at Chester last time, backing up to win the same race that he'd won the previous year. He's got some really good form around Chester, which is a tricky old track, a bit like Goodwood, tight, and you need to be nimble and quick around there, and that sort of track seems to suit Grey Cuban. He's been hammered up £8 in the weights, but Oshin Murphy has been booked again. Could be a good day for Oshin, the first day, hopefully, because I also fancy his Dubai future in the last. And I think that Grey Cuban might be well suited by the way this race pans out around these tight turns. So I'm going to take him to Defy, a big rise in the 120 on the first day of Tuesday, Grey Cuban.
Okay, so we've got a bit of a rivalry between G-Rod and Harry emerging. Harry, what is your number three, please?
Yeah, I'm going to follow you in, James, because I think Jonquil's a good bet in the Lennox on Tuesday as well. That Commonwealth Cup run actually looks worse than it was because he got hampered as he was staying on as well. If you actually watch him, he does make up some ground late, which is quite obvious given his form in the Greenham and the French Guineas. As you said, that French Guineas looks a really good piece of form. He already doesn't have a great deal to find with Kinross and audience, and he's only three. Andrew Balding won this with a three-year-old a few years ago, Sandrine, and I think Jonquil will follow him in.
I think the last time on this type of show, two tipsters teamed up was Jaguar and the big handicap. So it bodes well, Harry, it bodes well. We'll keep our fingers crossed for Jonquil on Tuesday. Another one for Oshin, of course. My number three is in the first race of Goodwood on Wednesday, the 120 mile and a half handicap, a 9-2 Sing Us a Song. Now this is another one, a bit like Ed touched on earlier, but I'm willing to forgive form from Royal Ascot because he was ninth when he started slowly in the King George. That day was a bit of a complete disaster in truth, but I'm going to look at his form at Sandown, which was so impressive that it persuaded Wafnan to buy into him. He's won at the track as a two-year-old. He looks better than a 92 rated horse. He'll stay a mile and a half. Sing Us a Song will be my best bet at Goodwood across the meeting because the other two are at Galway. Let's go to our number two. Graham, what is second best on the list, please?
Illinois in the Goodwood Cup, James. Looks like a golden opportunity, I think, for Illinois. I mean, he has not won a Group 1 yet, but he's finished second in three of them, I think, including last season, St. Ledger, and of course, last time when he was second behind Trawlerman in the Ascot Gold Cup. Maybe he just didn't quite see out 2.5 that day, although he would never have beaten the winner. The winner was Imperious. Having said that, Trawlerman is a very, very smart horse around Ascot. You only have to go back for his profile. The only horse to really beat him there was Kit Brios, who we know was outstanding himself. Again, Ryan Moore's been booked to ride. He takes choice to ride Illinois over Scandinavia. He's a very straightforward ride, which I like around Goodwood. He's going to be in the first two or three and kick for home down the hill. And if you go back and look at his form at Chester when he beat Al Kareem, giving Al Kareem weight, that form looks very, very strong now, given that Al Kareem has since come out and won twice since. I just think that he's got a class edge against pretty weak field for a Group 1 this year, the Goodwood Cup. 3:05 at Goodwood, Tuesday, Illinois.
Keep it straightforward, Graham. Sometimes the way to go on this big meeting and these big meetings even. Ed, should I say. Number two, what's second? What's a silver medal spot on the Ed Nicholson shortlist?
Well, the horse has been mentioned plenty of times today, but I'm going to go and put Jonquil as my second best bet of the meeting, running in the Lennox Stakes on Tuesday at 2:30. Been back with us when we introduced betting, we were 7-1. We've got a lot of liabilities on this horse, which is why we make him favourite at the moment at 3-1, and other firms go Kinross favourite. So Jonquil, we're in for quite a bit at the moment, and I can see why they've come for this horse. Only 5 runs, 2 wins. Ashim Murphy, one of the best, if not the best jockey riding at the moment, is on board for Andrew Balding. And yeah, as you say, that's second to Henry Matisse and the French 2000. Good form. And as has been mentioned, I think you said it, James, dropping back to 6, they got it wrong. And as you know, has been mentioned by Harry, he was running on at the end. So this 7, perfect distance. So plenty of people say that you know, you've got to have a 7 furlong specialist. Well, I think Jonquil might be a specialist at 7 furlongs, and I'm hoping this is the start of many wins over that distance in the next year.
Okay, Ed, well, I'm going to go to Galway for my second one, and this is a name which perhaps you'll like, Down Memory Lane, as we know you like to give us so many history lessons on the postcast. This is in the 6:40 at Galway on Wednesday. The big race at Galway, the Galway Plate, 7-1, could be an absolute steal from Down Memory Lane. He was a really good novice at the start of a core jump season last year, and I just have a feeling this horse could be a graded horse in a handicap. He was disappointing last time, beaten a long way at Fairy House, but he's got a good record when he's fresh. And the crucial bit of form here is he beat Nuremberg, giving him £8 at the start of last season. He gets £1 from the favourite this year, so really on good terms. I think he's going to be a lot better on better ground. His win at the start of last season was on yielding. And I think, as I said, 7-1 could be an absolute steal. That's my number two. Harry, what's yours?
Yeah, I'm going to be taking you on the opening handicap on Wednesday, James, and that's with Yabir. He's shown big improvements since being gelded and upped in trip. Latterly getting up late to win a mile and quarter handicap on Eclipse Day at Sandown. That race was well run and resulted in a good time. It was quicker than the same course and distance handicap, won by 95 rated Flying Frontier later on the card, and less than 2 seconds slower than the Eclipse itself. Haggis has previous in that race. He won it in 2021 with Wink of an Eye, who went on to win a handicap at the Glorious Meeting. And I think a £6 rise could underestimate Yabir, especially as the 2 furlong longer trip promises to bring out even more improvement in line with his pedigree and how he was staying on last time. So that's Yabir in the opening handicap on Wednesday.
And that is at 1:20. Right, that leaves us to come on to our best bets. But do join us to see what our top tips for Goodwood and Galway is after this short break. Okay, it's that time in the show, our naps for Glorious Goodwood and Galway Festival. 90 races to choose from, Graham. What is your number one?
I'm with Whirl in the Nassau, 3:05 Goodwood on Thursday. I just think she's different class to this lot. She was very, very impressive when she won the Musidora. I thought at the time that form was being a little bit underestimated. Backed her for the Oaks. Again, she pulled miles clear with a horse that we know is top draw in Mini Hawk, who has come out and won the Irish Oaks since. And last time out, well, confirmed just how good she is when she was strongly challenged by Cal Parner coming into the final furlong. But well, found plenty when asked and was going away again at the finish. Cal Parner gave that form a real good boost on Saturday when chasing home the winner of the King George. So that form, again, is rock solid. And I just do not understand how she can be the same sort of price as Cedar Fire. For me, Whirl is a genuine, proper Group 1 horse. Cedar Fire falls short of Group 1 standard. And she's going to prove it this week on Thursday to 3:05 at Goodwood, Whirl.
Keeping it simple, Whirl in the Nassau. One of the big Group 1 highlights across the week is Graham Rodway's nap. Thanks for that, Graham. Harry, what's your best bet at Goodwood and Galway, please?
My best bet also happens to be my biggest price one, and that's Arisay in the Golden Mile on Friday, the 2:30. She was an eye-catching second from the back behind the front-running winner at Sandown last time. And the winner, Frank the Foreman, beaten narrowly in the international handicap at Ascot on Saturday. Her two starts at Goodwood has seen her win a handicap at the Glorious Meeting last year and finish a luckless fifth in a listed race in May. That race was won by Crimson Advocate, who has since won a Group 2 and placed in a Group 1. So the form looks really solid. She just looks a cut above handicap company when she has conditions to suit. And we know that she has that on Friday. So that's Arisag in the Golden Mile.
Arisag, Harry's biggest bet and biggest price bet and the best fancy across Glorious Goodwood and Galway. Ed, next up, what's the best bet, please?
Well, I've gone a different approach to Harry. I've gone for the horse I think is most likely to win, but so the bookies do as well. Illinois in the Goodwood Cup in the 3:05 on Tuesday. We all know Illinois came second to Trawlerman in the Ascot Gold Cup, beating a fair way, seven lengths. But that was the first time that this horse had gone any distance beyond 1.7 miles. So that was a huge chance that the team were taking. Aidan O'Brien's team, and he stayed well enough, didn't he? And the fact he's dropped back down to 2 miles, I think, has got to be a positive. And also, I don't think the field is going to have anything like as deep a feel to it as Ascot. And I think the form the horse showed in winning the Ormond is probably good enough to win it anyway. So I think at odds of around about 8 to 11, I think it'll get much shorter. I think there might be a big smash up. And Illinois is my number one bet for the Glorious Goodwood week.
Yep, certainly looks the one to be a class act in the Goodwood Cup on Tuesday. I'm going to go to Galway for mine, and this is Bowens on Fire in the Galway Hurdle at 4:30, 10 to 1. So it could be a real bit of value this. Now, my feeling on the Galway Hurdle is quite simple. I think a lot of these are winter horses, and they might not necessarily be at their best, even though they probably are better horses than Bowens on Fire. I think he's the one to follow at this time of year, and particularly on summer ground. Now, he won a really good race at Bellerstown last time. The third, Bally Sachs Hanks. Well, we know what he did next time. He went and won the summer plate at Market Raisin. Now, the race at Bellerstown clearly wasn't his conditions. It was a 2 mile hurdle rather than a 2.5 mile handicap chase, but the form still looks good. And you may remember Petrolhead, who was favourite for the Galway hurdle last year, then wasn't able to run, and subsequent events transpired after that. Well, he won the same race at Bellerstown, so it's a key stepping stone towards it. Bowens on Fire quickened away really nicely. He looked like an absolute 2 miler all day long. I think he's got loads more to come. He looks like he's going to suit this better ground. And as a 5-year-old, he could just be coming good for Corden Elliott. So at 10 to 1, he's definitely the one for me. Ed, just give us a quick summary of what's to come from you, Bet. Loads of offers, I'm sure, across the week.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest festivals of the year, the fifth biggest in terms of turnover. And last year was a real roller coaster. The Tuesday and Wednesday certainly went the way of the punters, and we didn't actually get back until the Friday, and we made a small profit. But it is a really difficult meeting sometimes for both punters and for operators. But we're putting out the red carpet this week. We're doing money back second or third. It'll probably be the first race of every day. And then we've also got best industry price, so on one race each day from 12 noon. All the unit boosts that you can possibly throw a stick at, and extra places. My trading team have promised me that wherever there are 12 or more runners in a handicap, we will be offering an extra place in that race. So plenty of offers this week at Goodwood.
Loads to look forward to, Ed. And just before we go, we're going to spin through our top five. Just as a reminder, Ed, run us through the Nicholson top five to watch at Goodwood, please.
Okay, number five is Kadeem in the King George. That sprint he's won before. He's a 9-year-old, the stable out of form, but he's the best rated horse in the race, I think. And the fact they've supplemented him, I think he's got a great chance. Very quickly, the fourth is Great Chieftain. Good ground. Been waiting for them to come out since the end of May. I expect him to go well in the Golden Mile on the Friday. Then we move on to Detain, who I thought might be a Guineas horse. Finished sixth in the French Guineas, but now has a chance in the Bonham Thoroughbred Stakes, a Group 3 on Friday. That's got a real chance. The Tuesday, well, Jonquil. I think the 7 furlongs could be the ideal distance for him. A young, improving horse. Machine Murphy on board. What's not like to like? And finally, the nap is Illinois in the Goodwood Cup. Hopefully, Ryan Moore will push this one to victory. Will be short odds, but I think he's the most likely horse to win this week.
Thank you very much, Ed. And should I say as well, Richard Hannon content to come this week on the Unibet website and a blog every day so you can get updated with his chances as well. Graham, your top five in summary, please.
Yeah, my five. I'm with Sir Dinadan in the Gordon Stakes on Thursday, James. The 5:30 on Tuesday, I'm with Dubai Treasure for Oshi Murphy and Saeed Bin Saroor. The 1:20 at Goodwood on Tuesday, I'm sticking with Oshin again, this time for Hugo Palmer on Grey Cuban. Illinois is my second best bet of the week in the Goodwood Cup. And my nap of the week is Well, the class act in the Nassau Stakes on Thursday.
Thank you very much, Graham. And he'll be one of the top tipsters, giving loads of selections across every day on the Racing Post website. I'll go next with my top five. We're going to start at Goodwood, the 3 of 5, the Stewards' Cup on Saturday. Double Rush, Speedy Horse, who I think could be overpriced at 16-1. Jonquil in the 2:30, the Lennox on Tuesday. Favourite, but looks a banker at the meeting. Singers a Song in the 1:20 at Goodwood on Wednesday. Willing to forgive this horse's disappointing run at Ascot. He's better than that, so much so Wafnan have bought into him. We're going to go to Galway for number two. Down Memory Lane, he could be a graded horse in a handicap. I'm certainly hoping so. He's 7-1 for the Galway Plate, the 6:40 on Wednesday. And the best bet, Bowen's on Fire in the 4:30 at Galway. The Galway hurdle, the big race, the big hurdle race at least of the week at 10-1. I feel this horse is just coming good. He's taking on winter horses. I feel he's got loads more to come and he can land the big pot at a big price. Harry, finish us off. As a reminder again, a 5-1 winning nap at Royal Ascot. Can Harry do it again? What's your top five again?
My fifth best bet is Defiance in the 1:20 on Tuesday. Eye-catching fourth at Epsom last time and looks well handicapped. Fourth best is Best Secret in the 1:20 on Thursday at Goodwood. Unlucky third at Ascot, and there should be more to come. Third best bet is Jonquil in the Lennox. Reason stated earlier, he's looks sure to be suited by stepping back up to seven, and he looks like a class act. Second best bet at Goodwood is the opening handicap on Wednesday, the 1:20, and that's Yabir, who should improve for the extra distance in a route that William Haggis has used before. And my nap of the week is Arisag in the Golden Mile. She was an eye catcher last time and just loves Goodwood.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Harry. And Harry's tips will be available on the Racing Post website across the week, so do not miss them. Well, thank you very much to our panellists. That's Graham Rodway, Harry Wilson and Ed Nicholson for their time. And thank you for watching along. As always, do let us know if you're a fan of the show. Make sure to hit that like button if you've enjoyed a short summary of Galway and Goodwood. And of course, keep an eye on the Racing Post YouTube page and all our social media for all updates across the meeting. Loads of coverage, tips, insight, everything you need to know for those huge week of racing. But as always, do join us again on the postcast. We'll be back next Thursday to look ahead to next weekend's action. But for now, have a fantastic Goodwood and Galway week. Goodbye. And of course, gamble responsibly.